had hair to the waist, and, like the rest of him, it had a greenish tint. The bouncy little Crearpy doctor in charge of the hospital tanks had explained it carefully, with a rare grasp of colloquial Janglic, but then Crearpy could so easily assume the mannerisms of other races. "It's called Gugu. Of course I needn't tell you that. I used to go out on hospital rafts once, but we've come a long way from those primitive limb replacement tanks. Anyway, Mr. Chairman, it is alive in its own right. It is, in fact, a highly complex organism under your control. I can guarantee that it matches your body almost on the atomic level. It will have certain advantages, of course. Your heat tolerance, for example. Ah, yes, at your age I'm not surprised you should ask. Yes, your children will be human in every respect." And the doctor made a surprisingly apt dirty joke. "Be careful of misunderstandings. It is now you, not some alien slime. The colour? The state of the art, I'm afraid. Come back in 10 years, and I can guarantee we can turn out a body with not even a trace of green. As for the hair, well, absence of hair is not yet a generic characteristic of Widdershins. I'm sorry, at the moment it's a warts-and-all process. Before you go, Mr. Chairman, I would like to show you the hospital. I'm sure the staff would like to meet you, unofficially. As for myself, I am proud to shake you by the manipulatory appendage." Dom fastened his choker collar and turned round. "How do I look?" "Pale green, boss," said Isaac soberly. He indicated a small plastic case. "There are some body cosmetics here, boss. Your mother sent them." Dom turned again and ran his pale green fingers over his face. The Gugu had tried to follow body pigmentation as far as possible, but even so, he looked as if he had been on a copper-rich diet for a year. He had watched himself on the newscasts while he was recuperating. The fishermen were already fiercely proud of a chairman who was completely green and didn't seem to mind that it was not as a result of prowess on the hunting sea. But his mother's unspoken comment was that it would offend off-world dignitaries. "Beng, take them," he said out loud. "What do they matter? Anyway, green is a holy colour." Outside the little hospital, 6 security guards stood to attention as Dom walked out, followed by Isaac and, at a discreet distance, some of the hospital staff. Hershuggen waited beside them. He was holding a high-velocity molecule stripper and looking sheepish. "It suits you," said Dom. "I am a pacifist, as befits a philosopher, and this is barbaric." They boarded the chairman's barge, which was joined by 5 flyers as soon as it was airborne. Dom stared unseeing at the seascape. "Who is replacing Corridor?" he asked after a while. "Darvin Samhedi from Laoth. A good man." But still, it took more than efficiency to be a security man on Widdershins. "Will the Phenobes take to him?" "He is rumoured to have shown shape-hatred. We will see." Hershuggen looked down at Dom. "You were fond of Corridor." "No, he didn't encourage friendship, but..." "Well, he was always there, wasn't he?" "Indeed." Dom turned in his seat and looked at Isaac. "And if you say one sarcastic word, robot..." "No, Chief. It crossed my mind that Lord Corridor was somewhat over-enamoured of miniature cameras, but that was his job. He was a regular guy, I mourn." 4 months ago, thought Dom, someone killed him and tried to kill me. I'm going to find out why. A light drizzle was blowing when the squadron landed at the second Sabalos home, a small walled dome near the administrative centre of Tau City. Even Lady Vian came out to meet him, bundled in a heavy cloak and looking slightly happier for being in a city. Tau was not overwhelmingly cosmopolitan, though a sight more so than the home domes. "That is not a becoming colour," were her first words. They dined in the small hall. Down the table, Samhedi and the senior members of the household eavesdropped respectfully. Joan, after a polite inquiry about the hospital, was silent. Vian looked across at her son. "Why don't you try those body cosmetics?" Dom caught the eye of a security man standing against the wall. He had one green hand, and a green patch extended all down one cheek and into the colour of his uniform. The man saw him and winked. "I prefer it this way." "Perverse vanity," said Joan. "But still I agree. A piebald grandson I could not bear, but at least he is a uniform colour." She pushed her plate aside and added, "Besides, green is a holy..." "Green is the colour of chlorophyll on Earth, certainly," said Vian. "But here the vegetation is blue." Joan glanced up quickly at the Sadim logo inscribed